today we'll be doing the fifth paragraph of the introduction to the Chumash HaTamidim. So he tells us, Uchshenemra teva zo al chinuch habanim, when the term chinuch is used in the context of educating our children, az hakavana hi legadeu lufateach es tivo v'hachshara social hayeled shenimtza abo b'midah ketano b'chach v'helim levadu legalosa. The idea of chinuch when it comes to education is the notion that we have to almost fine-tune the child's nature. We have to figure out those things that speak to the child, and we have to kind of tap into that small potential that the child has and kind of expand it. Since when you have a Jewish person, when they're still young, so Hashem's spirit is still in his neshama, it's still hidden inside of him, we have to educate the child to tap into that potential and to open it up, to expand it, and to let it fly and soar on its own. And when you do this, this Jew who will come to serve Hashem properly, he will feel a connection to Torah on his own accord, and he won't stray from this path even when he gets older. But as opposed to a case where you're simply instructing someone to do something, or you're just trying to get someone to the habit of doing something, there's no guarantee that they're going to continue to do those things once they get older and they're on their own. The only way you're going to be able to ensure that this child remains on the right path when he gets older and he's on his own is if you tap into the inner part of the child, when you figure out those things that speak to the child, that the child's able to relate to, and then you're able to expand based on that. That's the only way that you're going to be able to educate a child properly, and it's the only way to guarantee and to ensure that he will be on the right path even when he gets older. So stop here for now. We'll pick up with the sixth paragraph tomorrow.